Saints' Day, which is one of the holiest days in the Christian calendar. And it's the day we honor all the known and unknown saints. But what do we mean by the word saint? Often we understand a saint to be an extraordinarily holy person who has died and has been officially recognized and honored by the Christian church because his or her life was a wonderful example of the way Christians should live. And we've done pretty well. You know, we're thinking about saints like St. Peter and St. Paul, St. Teresa, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Patrick of Ireland. But I'm a little bit disappointed I didn't see any St. Michael. But more informally and closer to home, we might call to mind at this time those family members and friends who have died, but whom we have known to be holy and virtuous, chosen by God, people like our grandparents, our parents, our siblings, our friends, people who have influenced our lives, people who have prayed for us. However hard it is when someone dies, as Christians, we believe that our saints, those we know and love, by the power of Jesus' victory over death on the cross, are now in heaven. I remember when I was growing up in Jamaica, people would always try to comfort me when we were thinking of these dearly departed, and they would say, them, they are better place now, which now means they are now in a better place. But this made me think, is there a separation between this better place, heaven, you know, this perfect world to which perhaps we will one day go. And there's a separation between this heaven and this imperfect earth. A separation between God and his world. But today's reading sort of flipped that script in my mind and sort of has given me hope. And from this reading, it's shown me three things. If we look back at the reading in the first verse, it says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. This first heaven and this first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. So what this is telling me is that God has promised an utter transformation within heaven and within earth, and has removed any separation between them, that sea that now exists. He will complete his plan for creation and address the horrible and tragic effects of human sin by bringing in a new heaven and a new earth. The second notion, which was interesting in his reading, is this marriage of heaven and earth. It says in verse 2, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven from God, prepared like a bride dressed up for her husband. This tells me that heaven and earth are not poles apart. They're separated, but and they're different, but they're sort of made for each other in the same way that a partner getting married, they are made for each other. And when they finally come together, it will be a cause for rejoicing, in the same way that a wedding is, made for union, not competition, made for love, not hate. And the third thing that I gather from this reading is that it says God will dwell with us. He says in verse 3, he will dwell with them and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them and will be their God. The wonderful part of this is written in verse 4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, mourning or weeping or pain anymore. since the first things have passed away. That's powerful for me because God will fill the city with his life and love and pour out his grace and healing, and the redeemed people of God, who's us, in the new heaven and new earth, will be agents of his love, learning new ways to accomplish God's will in the world, being creative and working with God to extend the glory of his love. But if you think about it, that's the work of a saint. But he's referring to his people. So remember, we are the redeemed people, and therefore we are all part of the family of saints. We heard about that today. When the Archbishop Michael Curry told us about the story of Aunt Ruth, who lost both her legs, but still carried out the tremendous work. And even in church here, last Friday, there were 70 plus volunteers here packing 10,000 meals to be sent to Zimbabwe in support of the Feed the Hungry initiative. That's the work of saints. So therefore, salvation is not just about going to heaven, like I had thought, but it's about being raised to new life in God's new heaven and earth. We can enjoy this here and now, genuinely anticipating in the present what is to come in the future. So as Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Amen.